You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Thank you. All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. It keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting from Vancouver, Burnaby Mountain. My name is Chris Spangenberg and I am the producer of this series of interviews you are about to listen to. Now this is the last episode in this series of traditional Chinese medicine, also known as TCM, and the traditional Chinese medicine community here in Vancouver. In the course of these interviews, I examine the local culture and practice of traditional Chinese medicine, as well as inquire into its philosophy and difference from Western medicinal practices. This series is produced for CJSF's 90.1 FM's Making Time for Radio project. Today's interview is with Dr. Bill Hartman, an acupuncturist, public spokesperson, and political leader of Chinese medicine in Vancouver, who has served as president of the Acupuncture Association of British Columbia, the Canadian Acupuncturists, and the Qualified Acupuncturist and TCM Association of British Columbia. Bill was instrumental in having provincial legislation enacted to raise the standards of the practice of acupuncture and simultaneously protect the public from unqualified practitioners. Bill was also one of the first practitioners qualified under the BC Health Professions Act to use the title of Doctor of Traditional Chinese Medicine here in Vancouver. In the interview, we first discuss his background and how he discovered and eventually pursued Chinese medicine and the vocation of healing people. Afterwards, Bill talks about his experiences studying Chinese medicine in the Canadian College of Chinese Studies in Victoria. Following that, we talk about his experiences working as a president of various Chinese medicine associations to promote and lead the profession, significantly by educating the public. Bill then expounds about how other activities in his life prior to his interest in Chinese medicine allowed him to naturally incline towards a leadership role in the Chinese medicine community. Next, we discuss both the changes and policies that he effected in these organizations as president. We end the interview talking about Bill's vision of unity in the Chinese medicine community of Vancouver. My name is Chris Spangenberg, and you are listening to an interview between me and Bill Hartman here on CJSF 90.1 FM. So, Dr. Hartman, tell me a little about yourself and your history.
I grew up in Ontario. I came to British Columbia as a young man, and leaving Ontario in February with ice and snow and arriving in British Columbia to green grass and robins, I decided this is where I wanted to live.
For how long have you been practicing traditional Chinese medicine?
Just over 25 years, not including my year of internship during my training.
How did you end up working with traditional Chinese medicine?
I actually was introduced to Chinese medicine through my former wife when she used it to stop smoking. And that triggered my interest or my curiosity, I guess. At the time, I was working in air traffic services with Transport Canada. And I had several days off between my shifts. And I found out that there was a school or a college in Victoria. And I traveled down to Victoria from the north end of the island where I was working and monitored some lectures and came to the realization that that was really what I was looking for in my quest to help develop my healing talents that by that point in my life I recognized that I had. And after investigating it further, I